Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. It's time once again for homecoming at Cameron University, and to tell us all about the 2018 celebration, our guest this week is Cameron's Director of Alumni Relations, Frank Myers. Frank, thanks for joining us.
Not a problem.
February 9th and 10th is Cameron Homecoming Weekend for 2018, and this year's theme is An Aggie Fairy Tale. And we've had some interesting themes the last few years. I remember we've had Jungle Safari and all these different things. How did An Aggie Fairy Tale come to be the theme for this year?
So there's a lot of history behind this, actually. Our old vice president for student services, Jennifer Holland, had a longtime dream of having An Aggie Fairy Tale be the theme for homecoming. And we were not able to do it before she moved off to Arkansas with her husband to be part of the baseball team over there. But we were trying to use it to entice her to get back down here and visit us for homecoming, since she's one of our outstanding young alumni and has a great history with the university. But we like to do themes that we can let our students be real imaginative with, and we thought this would be a great one for this year.
So what will we see on campus as far as the theme goes? We always see decorations around for whatever the theme is, things like that. What are we going to see on some of these buildings?
Well, I think you're going to get to see a lot of princesses, for one thing. And it was funny. We just heard a story of a student talking about, you know, hey, Shrek is his favorite fairy tale. And for some of us, we thought, well, is that a fairy tale? But you know what? That's part of the fun of the whole week, is that the students kind of get to pick, you know, what is it that they see as a fairy tale? And as long as they can go through and incorporate it with their decorations, whether it be the seas or the sandwich boards or the offices doing their office decorations, I think it'll be a lot of fun. I think we're going to see, you know, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. I think we're going to see the Princess and the Pea. And so I think we'll see a lot of things along those lines.
A very creative homecoming week coming up for
Absolutely.
Cameron. Well, homecoming weekend again, February 9th and 10th, the big events going on. There's the Hall of Fame induction and reception for the athletic department. There's the alumni awards dinner, the basketball games themselves, the homecoming game, all these different things. What can visitors expect out of homecoming weekend for all these events that are going on?
Well, I think it's a great opportunity for us to highlight some of our alumni, whether it's through athletic programs or it was through civic engagement or success in their careers at our awards dinner. I think it's a great time to get back together, see old friends with reunions, even if that's at happy hour over at Back Porch, Draft House on the west side. I think there's a chance for everybody to see each other they haven't seen in a long time, celebrate the success of the students that come out of Cameron University.
Who are some of the individuals that we'll see coming back to campus to be honored at homecoming weekend this
year? Well, our outstanding young alumni this year that were selected are Paul Jewell and Jill Grigio. Both of them very successful, been able to give back to their community, staying connected with Cameron University, done great things. That means they're under 40 if they're an outstanding young alumni, and kind of the same criteria for our distinguished alumni. And this year, our three distinguished alumni are going to be Andrea Montgomery, Barry Beecham, and Michael Phillips.
One of the other things that's on homecoming weekend that I know has become very popular in recent years is the Chuckwagon Cook-Off on Saturday before the basketball games. Who will we see at the Chuckwagon Cook-Off this year?
Well, we'll have our celebrity judges come in for our cobbler tasting, and that'll be our distinguished alumni serving in that capacity. We've got Danny Carson performing again this year. She's done a great job for us the last couple of years, starting out in high school, and now she's actually currently a Cameron student. And she does a great job performing. We will also have Dr. Fisher's coming back and visiting and bringing us a wagon so that they can put together the cobblers and some stew and some chili. And he's working with Dr. Conley and all those in the ag and biology department to make sure that we can feed everybody who comes out. And that one's open to the community, so that's a lot of fun.
Other events that are open to the community, the Fun Run happens on Saturday morning as well. That's another thing that's become pretty popular, and I guess if folks have the time, they can get away early enough to be here Friday afternoon. We have the golf cart parade, the Cameron twist on the traditional homecoming parade.
Yeah, the students have a really good time getting together and kind of brainstorming what's ideas for them to be able to put those golf carts together real quick, take them around campus, and that's been a lot of fun. It's kind of a neat tradition that's pretty Cameron specific, I think. You mentioned the Fun Run on Saturday morning. That has become a really popular event, and it's followed up with a oatmeal bar breakfast that's open to anybody who participates. And so that has been popular. A new addition this year is we're having games and activities following the fun run and the breakfast in Bentley Gardens. And this year we'll have, you know, cornhole, we'll have disc golf. And so there will be some activities for students and for community members to participate in. And that's actually where we're going to have the Chuck Wagon this year, which is a change of location from years past. But it's going to be in Bentley Gardens. So there's a reason to come, hang out, and spend your whole day here on Saturday.
And that's definitely a change from how the schedule has been. Now, definitely can tell it's designed to keep folks on campus all day and really experience Cameron without being glaringly obvious in the question. What drove the decision to kind of change the schedule in that way to help keep people active on campus throughout the weekend?
Well, we wanted to spice up our awards dinner was a big part of it. And moving that from being a luncheon, which it has been in the past, and moving that to a dinner, we think makes that feel a little bit more special. And we definitely want those award winners to feel special because that's what this whole event is all about. And that gave us some open time during the day where we usually would have been having that luncheon. And it's given us a reason to have activities for people to come on campus. You know, everybody likes to come eat. Everybody likes to come get some food. But we wanted to give them some activities, some things to do outside of just eating. So now you can do that run. You can have oatmeal. You can play some games, stick around, have lunch at the Chuck Wagon, and then move directly into the basketball games.
An action-packed weekend of events coming up for Cameron Homecoming. But that is not the only part of the schedule that's going on. We also have a number of events that will be happening on campus. What's going to be going on Monday through Thursday leading into Homecoming weekend?
We'll have the office decorating contest, and I'm not sure what day the judges come around. I know a lot of the offices are going to try and put that stuff together over the weekend in preparation so that decor is up for the whole week. The students have been signing up, and they'll have a pickaxe decorating contest where they paint a foam pickaxe, and we decorate campus with those. They'll also do the sandwich board competition, so the students will decorate those as part of the Aggie Fairy Tale theme. They'll put those up all over campus, and we try and get all that decoration up towards the beginning of the week. That way, as the week goes on, it's glaringly obvious that it's a homecoming week.
Frank, is there anything else that you'd like to let our listeners know about homecoming this year at Cameron?
The only thing I want to let people know is that it's open to the community. We love to invite the community of Lawton and all of Southwest Oklahoma onto our campus to enjoy in the festivities that we have, and we would love to see a lot of faces at all of our events.
All right. Frank Myers, the Director of Alumni Relations here at Cameron University, talking with us about the 2018 Cameron Homecoming, an Aggie Fairy Tale. Frank, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
The 2018 Cameron University Homecoming Celebration begins February 5th on campus, and homecoming weekend events, including the Fun Run, Chuck Wagon Cookoff, Alumni Awards Dinner, and more, will take place February 9th and 10th. For more information about all the events happening on the Cameron University campus for homecoming, visit cameron.edu/homecoming. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.